Today marks the 50th anniversary of the so-called Beatnik Riot. April 9, 1961, hundreds of musicians and their friends gathered in New York's Washington Square Park to sing folk songs and enjoy each other's company, as they did most Sundays. But on that Sunday, the New York City Police Department tried to kick them out of the park without much success. NPR's Joel Rose talked to some of those who were there.
Folk musicians had been gathering in Washington Square Park since the 1940s.
This land is your land, and this land is my land, from California to the New York Island.
That's David Bennett Cohen playing the banjo and singing from a 1961 documentary about the riot. Today, Cohen is pushing 70. Standing in the shadow of the Washington Square Arch, he remembers bringing his guitar to Greenwich Village for the first time when he was barely a teenager.
On Sunday, I took my guitar, didn't know anybody. Somebody came up to me and said, "Oh, you play that? What do you got?" I made a bunch of friends, and it was an amazing place.
Today, anybody could play music in this park. But back then, city law required that you have a permit. Normally, that was just a formality, until the spring of 1961. That's when the Parks Department, under Commissioner Newbold Morris, rejected the folkies' application with no explanation. That didn't stop Cohen and a few hundred of his new friends from showing up to protest the denial.
We came anyway. We never expected to get beat up. We're arrested. I mean, how stupid can you be?
A young filmmaker named Dan Drazen came along, too.
I had heard about this upcoming demonstration and thought, well, it would make a nice little subject for a documentary.
So Drazen borrowed some video equipment from his bosses, filmmakers D.A. Pennebaker and Albert Maisels, and headed to Washington Square, where the police were waiting.
Are you a leader here?
Not really.
Oh, well, no, I just happened to be first.
Violating the rules and regulations laid down by the park commission.
We were talking about Sergeant Christensen, though.
Oh, if you get up here, you talk.
And there I am, the leader.
That's Izzy Young. 50 years ago, he ran the Folklore Center on McDougal Street, a few blocks from the park. It was the heart of the Greenwich Village folk scene, a hangout for amateurs and professionals, including Bob Dylan and Dave Van Ronk. Young was the guy who had applied for the permit to sing in Washington Square, and when it was rejected, he helped organize the protest.
It wasn't run by any political party. It was run by the idea I had and others that people have the right to sing. So it's a peaceful demonstration asking for our rights.
New York's finest were not exactly impressed.
We go to the park. There's about 7 or 8 paddy wagons waiting for us. And there's 2 or 3 cops on horses.
Here's an exchange between Young and the police officer in charge.
There is a regulation. You're aware of that. You're aware of it because you filed up an application.
That's right. We've had this permit now for 17 years without any problems.
Well, wait a minute.
You filed the application for the permit, but was denied.
That's right, but it was denied for a capricious reason rather than an illegal reason.
We don't know the reason. That's up to Commissioner Morris.
But it's not up to Commissioner Morris to tell the people what kind of music is good or bad. He's telling the people that folk music brings degenerates and bad people. It's not so.
After that, Young tries to make his point with music.
I say, okay, now we're going to start singing some folk songs. And I have everybody singing the Star Spangled Banner. I said they can't hit us on the head while we're doing that.
Oh, say can you sing by the dawn's early light, what so proudly we hailed at the twilight's last gleaming.
But the cops still aren't persuaded. They arrest a handful of protesters and push and shove dozens more. All of this is captured in Dan Drazen's 17-minute film, Sunday. Drazen says even the cops didn't seem to know why they were trying to kick the musicians out of the park.
Ultimately, we never found out. Some people suspected that local real estate interests were involved, wanting to rid the park of beatniks and so on, undesirables, as some of them call them. But we never actually found out.
The event got a lot of coverage in the newspapers at the time, with one headline proclaiming 3,000 beatniks riot in village. But the hysteria faded quickly. Today, Izzy Young lives in Sweden. He says the beatnik riot is pretty much forgotten, except for the film Sunday and Young's collection of photographs and newspaper clippings.
Hardly anybody has touched these files I have. It weighs 20 pounds. Probably NYU will beg me for it one of these days.
But filmmaker Dan Drazen thinks the events of April 9, 1961 do have a lasting significance.
It was a chaotic day without a whole lot of rhyme and reason, but it was certainly representative of the era to come when the people confronted established authority and started holding them accountable. It would have been unthinkable in the 1950s, but this is the beginning of the 1960s.
The Folkees ultimately did get their permit to play in Washington Square Park. David Bennett Cohen says if the police wanted to discourage musicians from gathering in the park on Sundays, the plan backfired.
Except for that one little glitch with the cops, there was never really any interruption. As a matter of fact, I think, if I remember correctly, he came back even stronger. And people that hadn't been around for a while started coming.
Cohen went on to play keyboards for Country Joe and the Fish and a series of blues bands. As for Washington Square Park, you can still find musicians playing there every day of the week without a permit. Joel Rose, NPR News, New York.
And you can find a link to the film Sunday on our website, npr.org.